ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 15 ಮಂತ್ರ 1. ಕಿರಣ್ಮಯೇನ ಪಾತ್ರೇಣ ಸನ್ಯಸಾಪಿಕಿದಂ ಮುಖಂ ತತ್ವಂ ಪೂಷನ್ ಅಪಾವೃಣೋ ಸತ್ಯಧರ್ಮಾಯ ದೃಷ್ಟಯೇ ಪೂಷನ್ ಏಕರ್ಷೇ ಯಮ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಜಾಪತ್ಯ ವ್ಯೂಹರಸ್ಮೀನ್ ಸಮೂಹ ತೇಜಃ ಯತ್ತೇ ರೂಪಂ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣತಮಂ ತತ್ತೇ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯೋಸಾವಸೌ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸೋಹಮಸ್ಮೀಂ ವಾಯುರನಿಲಂ ಅಮೃತಂ ಅಥೇದಂ ಭಸ್ಮಾಂತಂ ಶರೀರಂ. ಓಂ ಕ್ರತೋ ಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಂ ಸ್ಮರ ಕ್ರತೋ ಸ್ಮರ ಕೃತಂ ಸ್ಮರ. ಯುವರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. This is the last Brahmanam of the 5th chapter. It's a prayer addressed to Surya and Agni Devatas. This well-known prayer originally occurred at the end of the Ishavasya Upanishad, as I mentioned in the last class. And the last four mantras there are here presented together as one mantra. So a person who has practiced Karma Upasana Samuchayaha gives out this prayer. In his grahastashrama and perhaps in the vanaprasthashrama also, not talking about a jnani or sannyasi here, he is a grahastashrami or vanaprasthashrami who has practiced nitya naimittika karmas or vihita karmani. So these karmas are compulsory for a grahastha. One has no option. But the upasaka has got an option with respect to the performance of the upasana. Either he can do kevala karma or upasana samuchita karma. For example, if you do Vishnu Sahasranama Parayanam only, then it is kevala karma. But suppose, instead of blindly or mechanically doing the Parayanam, we see the meaning of the Dhyana Shlokas, which give a description of Lord Mahavishnu. Kshirodhanvat pradeshe shuchimani vilasat chaikate moktikanam. So there is a description of the surroundings. This is, and the place in which Mahavishnu is seated. So then, Megashyamam Pita Kauseya Vasam. So again, all Dhyana Slokas are in the form of physical description of the Devata. So Dhyana Slokas are not meant for Parayanam, but for meditation, that is for Dhyana. Therefore, we are supposed to know the meaning of the Dhyana Sloka. Shiro Udhanvan. So Shira Samudra. So, Kshira Udhanva Pradeshe. So, similarly, Sindhura Aruna Vigraham Trinayanam, all in Lalita Sahasranama. So, all Dhyana Shlokas are not meant for mechanical Parayanam, but should know the meaning as even we mentally chant these Shlokas. And if we dwell upon the Rupam of the Devata, that part will become Upasana part, and the Parayanam becomes a Karma part. Together, it is called Karma Upasana Samuchaya. So if this is done with the Upasana, the Palam is supposed to be more. So Kevala Karmanaha Palam Swargaloka Praptihi. So Krishna Gati Dwara Anantaram, so Punaravriti. So he will, the person will also go by Krishna Gati and then he will also have rebirth. As Lord said in the 8th chapter, Shukla Krishna Gati Hete. ಜಗತ ಶಾಶ್ವತೇ ಮತೇ ಏಕಯ ಯಾತ್ಯನಾವೃತ್ಯಂ ಅನ್ಯಯ ವರ್ತತೆ ಪುನಃ. ಸೊ ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ದೆನ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಶುಕ್ಲಗತಿ ಟು ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಲೋಕ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೇನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಥ್ರೂ ಕ್ರಮಮುಕ್ತಿ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಕೇವಲ ಕರ್ಮಣಃ ಫಲಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಗತಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ಸಮುಚ್ಚಿತ ಕರ್ಮಣಃ ಫಲಂ ಶುಕ್ಲಗತಿ. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೇವಲ ಉಪಾಸನ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಫಲಂ this question should not be asked because Kevala Upasana is never accepted. Kevala Upasana, that is karma, is given up. But karma cannot be given up. In Kevala Upasana, karma should be given up. But karma cannot be given up. Even in the case of Vanaprastha Ashrami, he can reduce karma, but one cannot give up karma. All the karmas can be given up only under two conditions. We have seen all this earlier. One is in the case of a Paramahamsa Sannyasa alone can give up karmas. Actually, there are different types of sannyasas also there. So one is called Kutichaka Sannyasi. It's an ascetic. Being a weak, a person, you know, living in a secluded part of his own house or in a hut built for, by his son or others, and they are taking care of this person. So he will have his sacred thread, Yajnopavitam will be there, who will be clad also in saffron cloth, and he will also have a three-pronged staff. That's symbolic restraints of speech, mind, and body, and getting food from his own house or from his relatives, and who is absorbed in the thought of the self is called Kutichakam Sannyasi. And then there is Bahudaka Sannyasi. He is an ascetic having the same dress as described above, like that of Kutichaka Sannyasi, but accepts alms, bhiksha, from houses other than his relatives. He is called Bahudaka Sannyasi. Then there is a Hamsa Sannyasi. He is an ascetic who having the same dress and all that thing, and holds a bamboo staff, is called the third type of ascetic, called Hamsa Sannyasi. And there is a Paramahamsa Sannyasi, the fourth one, he is called Paramahamsa. He is adorned by knowledge and dispassion. He holds a staff, covers himself with cloth of sometimes, you know, not even that, but a kaupina, all kind of things. So such a person is called Paramahamsa Sannyasi. So only Paramahamsa Sannyasi can give up rituals, karma. Other types of sannyasi cannot give. So they are said to be inferior and they cannot give up karma completely. They will have, the Yajnopavitam will have and should keep, you know, Tridanda. So Tridandi Sannyasi they are called. And the second option is after death. So others will perform karma for this person. Here we talk about karma upasana samuchaya and one who is not a jnani, he is an ajnani. So ajnani samuchaya kartuhu and the prarthana for him, what kind of prayer he does. So this prarthana is addressed to two devatas. First is Surya Devata, Surya Bhagavan, and the next one is Agni Devata. And why Surya Devata first? Again for two reasons. Suryaha represents Shukla Gatihi. Actually we saw in Mundaka Upanishad, tapashraddeyehim upavasantyaranye shanta vidvamsaham vaikshacharyam charantaham suryadvarena te viraja prayanti yatra amrutasya purusho hyavyayatma. So as we saw in the Mundaka Upanishad, suryadvarena prayanti. So Surya Bhagavan is addressed first. So Surya Mandalam is supposed to be the root of Shukla Gati. Whereas for Krishna Gati, it is Chandra Dwaram or Chandra Mandala. Since Surya is the path through which a person has to go, prayer is addressed to Surya Devata first. And the second reason is this person has done a lot of Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Hiranyagarbha is represented by Surya. So Aditya Purushaha, we already saw that in that Upasana section. So Hiranyagarbha is seen as Aditya Mandalam, in Aditya Mandalam. So even in the Gayatri Brahmanam that we saw, so Hiranyagarbhasya Vividam Rupam, so Adi Daivikam Rupam, Surya Mandalaha. And the Adhyatmikam Rupam is Pranaha. Therefore, he has seen Hiranyagarbha upon Surya Purushaha. Therefore, also the prayer is addressed to Surya Devata. So two prayers we saw. And the third and the fourth prayers are addressed to Agni Bhagavan. Why? All these things we saw in the last class. Because all these rituals are done to the Agni alone. All oblations are offered to Agni. Even when karma, upasana, samuchaya is done, karma and upasana together. Even when that is done, remember, the upasana is done as a part of the ritual. And therefore, it is done in the presence of Agni Devata only. In Kathopanishad, actually, we saw of the three boons that Nachiketas was given by Yamadharmaraja, the second one was Karma Upasana Samuchaya boon. Samuchaya means a combination together. So Sam plus Ud plus Chi, Chi Dhatu. So Samuchinoti. So it's a verbal form. So this is, so first, the first chapter, first section in Kathopanishad, the Nachiketa ritual, we call it Nachiketa Agni. It is an upasana that was also prescribed. Virat upasana also was prescribed at that time. So Virat should be meditated upon what? The very name of Nachiketa Agni. It should be meditated upon that. And one has to imagine Virat Swarupam. Lokadi magnim tamuvacha tasmai yayishtaka yavatirvaya tava sachapitat yadvatat yatoktham athasya mrityuhu punarevaha tushtaham. So, Lokadim Agnim, Virat, who is to be meditated upon Agni, therefore Nachiketa Agni, Virat Upasana Samuchayaha. And where was it done? Sitting in front of Agni. Therefore, who is the witness of the Karma Upasana Samuchaya? Who is the witness? The Agni Devata himself is the Sakshi. It's the witness of the Karma Upasana Samuchaya. Therefore, all these are very well registered in Agni Devata's computer. Because we sit in front of Agni, we are doing this. So therefore, this upasaka is addressing Agni. Hey Agni Devate, you should take me through Shukla Gati and give me Krama Mukti. This prayer is done when actually Shankaracharya, he makes a comment. At the time of death, this is done. Marana Kale. Therefore, these four mantras are wonderful prayers when somebody is on the verge of death. So generally, they chant, you know, Kathopanishad, first three vallis, the first three sections they chant, or eighth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita they chant, or this mantra, which is from Isavasya Upanishad, the last four mantras. But these mantras have swaras, because they are all Veda mantras in the Upanishad. So one should chant with the swaras. Agnenaya supata raye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidvan yuyodhyasmajjuhu ranamenam bhuyishtante namavuktim videmam. So this is the fourth mantra. So very famous prayer occurring in Shukla Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, in the Mahanyasa Purvaka Rudra Japa, in all those places this mantra comes. So if one doesn't know the swara, one can chant Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Sahasrama and all that things. They are all Marana Kala Prarthana during the time of death. So these prayers can be chanted at all times, including Marana Kalam also. If the person is not able to chant during that time, people who know that also can chant. So in fact, it need not be done only by a Karma Upasana Samuchaya Karta only. Only anybody can do that also. But these four mantras can be chanted by all people at all times. Only when this one with the swara has to be recited, it should be done by a person who has learnt it. And in this we saw the third mantra. What we saw here? Vayur Anilam Amritam Athedam. So Basmantam Shariram. Om Kratosmaram, Kratam Smaram, Kratosmaram, Kritam Smaram. So Kritam Smara, that indicates my karma. So we are addressing the Devata. Don't forget my karmas. I have all those I have done. And this prayer is addressed to Agni Devata. And the third mantra is a request for Karma Smaranam, whatever I have done. So Kritam Smara. Now we get the fourth mantra to remember my Upasana. Because if Upasanas are forgotten by the Lord, then he may give me Krishna Gati. So we want him to remember that. Therefore, kindly remember, then only you will give me Shukla Gati. So this is a prayer to the Lord. So now we will see the meaning of the fourth mantra. He Agne, Agni Devata, fire god, he Deva, Tvam Vishwani Vayunani Vidwan Bhavati. In the second line. So you are the knower of all our Upasanas. Here Vayunani, Vayunani means Upasanani, all the Upasanas. And Vishwani means Sarvani. Not the world here, but all, everything. So Vishwani Vayunani means Sarvani Upasanani Vidwan, means you are knower of all of them, Jnata. So Tvam Jnata Bhavati, you know all of my karmas and upasanas. And in the previous shloka, what was said? You please remember my karma. Kratam Smara, we already saw. Now it is said, you are knower of upasanas, that is, you are aware of both my karmas and my upasanas, that is, my samuchaya, both the combination of both of them, and asman supata naya. May you lead us through this auspicious path. Here he uses plural. See, lead us. It includes the supporting members also, whomsoever have been supporting me. Include all of them. So asman supatha. So shobanena margena, shukla margena. That is called shukla gati. Please lead me through that. So even Krishna gati, no doubt it also leads to swarga loka. But it is considered inauspicious. Why? Because it is subject to return. That is why Krishna says in the 8th chapter, naite sriti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschanam tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. If you know the Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati, only a fool will select Krishna Gati, forgetting the fact that the Swarga Loka is not permanent. That is, te tambuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punye matya lokam vishanti. One has to come back to this loka after completion of the punyam. So Krishna Gati is also Ashobana Marga or Dushpata. Whereas Shukla Gati is Supatha. Therefore, auspicious. So Supatha, Shobana Margena, Asman Naya. And for what purpose? Raye, wealth or dhanam. So Rai, Rayo, Rayaha. So fourth, it's a fourth case, Raye. So this is called Dhanaya. So Dhana Praptaye, for getting wealth, lot of wealth. And in this context, what is wealth? It is not the local money, the local money currency, but karma upasana samuchaya phalam. The phalam of the karma upasana done together. You may take us to that result of our samuchaya. That is, take us to Hiranyagarbha loka. And that is the final meaning. So Hiranyagarbham lokaya naya. Even though I have done karma upasana samuchayam, I may deserve shuklakadi, but because of some prarabdha or agami papam, therefore it says, juhuranam yenaha asmat yuyodhi. Yuyodhi means take away. May you take away juhuranam yenaha, all the complex. So juhuranam means vakram, kutilam. All the complicated papas I might have done. Therefore, juhurana menaha, vakrapapam. And why it is called vakrapapam? Because Shukla Gati is a beautiful rajamargam, super highway. And if the papam is there, the road will take us to complicated routes. And so let that not happen. Let me go by the rajamargam. Therefore, may you remove yuyodhi. Yuyodhi means all the obstacles. From whom? Asmat, from us. He makes this desperate request that this is the last chance for Krama Mukti. So because he is in the deathbed already, he wants to go to Krama Mukti through Shukla Gati to Brahmaloka. So I am giving my final namaskara to you. Bhuishtam namam uktim videma. Bhuishtam namam uktim videma. We are offering a repeated namaskaram. Bhuishtam means plenty. So bahu bhuyan bhuishtam. So that is that's what it's superlative. So Bahun Namaskaran Aham Videma. There also a beautiful expression is there. If he says that I am doing Namaskara, then he has to get up from the deathbed and do offer Namaskaram and all. Whereas there is no question of standing and offering Namaskara. He cannot even bend, he cannot even get out of the bed and stand. So he intelligently says here, I am not going to do physical namaskara. I am therefore offering verbal namaskaras to you. Nama uktihi, namaskara vachanam I offer. Verbally, I give namaskaram. Actually, I quoted this beautiful song from Mugundamala by Kulasekara Alvar. Krishna dvatiya pada pangaja pancharantam adhyaiva me vishatu manasa rajahamsakam. Prana prayana samaye kapha vata pittaihi kantavarodhana vidau smaranam kutaste. His own bhakta Kulasekara Alvar, he says actually, prana prayana samaye kapha vata pittaihi kantavarodhana vidau smaranam kutaste. Suppose even if namaskara vachanam is not possible because at the time of death when the prana prayana samaye, all these things are going to afflict me. I may not be able to get up, speak, nothing I may be able to do. So I do the namaskaram to you right now. That's what he says. So even namaskara vachanam, if it is not possible, because kapa, vada, pittaihi, kanta, avarodhana vidau, they are all going to obstruct me from doing that. Therefore, I am doing the extra namaskaram now itself and keep it for the last moment when I am not able to do the namaskara and save me. That is the prayer. So it is typical SOS, SOS call. Therefore, bhuyishtam nama uktim videma te unto you. So this is another beautiful prayer. It comes in almost all the rituals that we do. With this, the 15th Brahmanam is also over, which is known as Surya Agni Prarthana. And with this, the 5th chapter is also over. So now before we go to the 6th chapter, as usual, we will see a summary of this Brahman. So 5th chapter, we may perhaps remember the 5th and the 6th chapter together makes the last kandam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, known as Khila Kandam or Upasana Kandam. And the first two chapters are called Madhu Kandam or Upadesha Kandam. And the next two chapters are called Muni Kandam or Upapatti Kandam. Whereas there is logical establishment in all those places of Vedantic teaching. Therefore, the first four chapters are Vedantic portion, or Shravanam Mananam, or Shruti Yukti portion. And the last two chapters are called Upasana Kandams, consisting of varieties of Upasanas. For whom? For Manda Madhyama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari would have gone through Vedanta. So the first four chapters are meant for Uttama Adhikaris, who are qualified for Vedanta. That means they already got Samadhi, Shatka Sampati, all that thing. Unlike, whereas in Katopan, the Chandogya, the definition, the development was different. In Chandogya Upanishad, the first five chapters are for the unprepared student and the last three for the Vedantic student. So of the 15 Brahmanams here of the 5th chapter, the 11 Brahmanams happen to be varieties of Upasanas. And of these 11 Upasanas, one Upasana is called Omkara Upasana, and 10 Upasanas are Hiranyagarbha Upasanas. That is, Hiranyagarbha is seen in different forms. You may remember perhaps like Hridaya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Satya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, then endowed with different gunas, Veera Guna Visishta Agni Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Gayatri Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, so Vaishwanara Agni Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Vidyut means lightning, so light, Vidyut Rupena, lightning Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, varieties of Hiranyagarbha Upasanas we saw. And these are all possible because Hiranyagarbha is Samashti, the total, so total macrocosm. And so Hiranyagarbha could be seen in any particular form of our choice. Therefore, Vyahriti Avayavaka. So if you remember, so Bhuriti Shiraha, Bhuvayiti Bahum, Subariti Padav, Bhuhu Iti Ekam Aksharam Ekam Shiraha. We already saw this. So Bhuvaha Iti Aksharadvayam. There are two letters in Bhuvaha. So Bahu is also Dvayam. And Subariti Aksharadvayam. Again, two letters. Pada is Aksharadvayam. So Vyahriti Avayavaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So Upasana in the Chakshuhu, in the eye, Surya Mandala. And varieties of Upasanas were discussed. We saw all of them. So now we'll skip all those details. I'm only summarizing. Just saying what are the things we did. So therefore, 11 sections of Upasanas and then four sections had different topics also, which are worth noting. One was the second Brahmanam, which is Prajapatya Brahmanam. And in this, we had three important values they were given. I hope you remember the story. Da. So Dama, Daya, Dhanam. So Dama means sense control. Daya is compassion. Dhanam is charity. And the second Brahmanam is the Prajapatya Brahmanam. It dealt with these three values. And the 10th Brahmanam dealt with the Shukla Gati of the Upasaka. It is called Gati Brahmana. And the 11th Brahmanam is another interesting Brahmanam. It is called Vyahita Brahmanam, in which we were asked to see all our diseases as an opportunity to practice tapas. It is a very practical Brahmanam. Don't get irritated, Don't be mumbling, don't be grumbling, don't be complaining. When one is sick and one is easily irritated, a person is irritated easily. Even the quietest person gets irritated when affected by disease. Sickness makes a person angry. And if one has to neutralize this, take disease as a tapas. Therefore, utter Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, and all that thing. Even if the anger comes, say Rama Rama, maybe violently, but say still Rama Rama. More Rama Rama. Therefore, a beautiful and practical idea is given here that we don't find in any of the other 10 Upanishads. So Vyadhi, Marana, so Dahana, Dahana Dashayam, in all these times. So Tapo Drishtihi, look at everything as a tapas. Vyadhi is a type of tapas. Maranam is a type of tapas. Vanaprasthashrama, Sannyasashrama. So, and Dahanam is also another type of tapas, being surrounded by fire. So, the 15th Brahmanam is known as Surya Agni Prarthana Brahmanam. It deals with Marana Kale Krama Muktiartham Prarthana. That is the Prarthana we just saw. And this is addressed to whom? To Surya Devata and Agni Devata. That is the context. But this prarthana can be chanted at all times. These are odd brahmanams actually, because they have different purpose. All others are brahmanams, so upasana rupa brahmana. These are all prayers in this, the last which we said. So this is the essence of this chapter. And now let us also see which are important mantras in this entire chapter. And the first one is 5.1.1, the first mantra in the first section. First brahmanam, first mantra. Purnamada Purnamidam, that mantra we saw elaborately. It's the most important mantra, most significant and deepest, and the best mantra available maybe in the entire Vedantic literature. In the mantra itself, Om Kam Brahma is often quoted, which means Omkara is Akasha, Akasha Rupam Brahma, Om Kam Brahma. Seeing Omkara as the Akasha Rupam Brahma, Chidakasha Rupam Brahma, Digambara Akasha Rupam Brahma. Actually, what is this Chidambara Rahasyam? Om Kam Brahma. And the next important mantra is 5.2.3 in the second section, third mantra. In that alone, the threefold instructions from Brahmaji was given. Damyata, Datta, and then Dayadvam. All these things, if you remember. So be disciplined, be generous, and be compassionate. That is the Upanishadic advice, which alone is the basis of Krishna's statement, actually. Trividam narakas yedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodastata lobaha tasmadeta trayam tyajet. Krishna said. So damyata, so kamatyagaha. Give off all the desires. And datta, lobatyagaha. And dayadvam, krodatyagaha. This is a very famous statement. And with this idea only, actually, Paramacharya, he composed a universal prayer which was sung in the United Nations by Bharat Ratna M. Subbalakshmi Amma, called Maitrim Bhajata, very famous song which was written by Swami Paramacharya. And in that prayer, he incorporated this, Damyatam Datta Dayatvam Janaha Shreyo Bhuyat Sakala Janama. This is how the prayer is completed in that, Maitrim Bhajatam Akila Krijetrim. Atma Vadevam Paranapi Pashyata Yuddham Tyajata Spardham Tyajata Tyajata Pareshvam Kramamakramanam Janani Prithivi Kama Dugaste Janako Devaham Sakala Dayaluhu Damyata Datta Dayadvam Janataha Shreyo Bhuyatim Sakala Jananam. So may all people be happy and prosperous. Shreyo Bhuyatim Sakala Janana. So this, and then the second section, third mantra, actually is the second mantra, third mantra is 5.4.1. See, these mantras are also important. I note all these numbers, wherein we get the definition of Hiranyagarbha, 5.2.3 and 5.4.1. We get the definition of Hiranyagarbha, which is actually often quoted by Shankaracharya. Mahat Yaksham Prathamajam. It's a great, Mahat means great, limitless, and adorable. Yaksham and Prathamajam, firstborn. Idea-wise is not a big idea or anything like that, but it has come often, but the phrase is often quoted by Shankaracharya. Therefore, it is worth noting. That is Mahat Yaksham Pratamajam. And the next mantra is 5.14.4. It's a big mantra. And two sentences are very beautiful. I mentioned it at that time. One is definition of Gayatri. Definition given is what? Tat yat gayam tatre tasmat Gayatri nama. This statement defines the famous Gayatri, which is worth noting here. And this next mantra, which is what? Tat yat gayam tatre tasmat Gayatri nama. And the next mantra, 5.14.7, here Gayatri upasthana. Upasthana means namaskara. That is given, and it's a beautiful prayer for all the people because the prayer consists of two parts. One is called Anishta Nivrittihi and another is called Ishta Praptihi. Whatever I don't like, I don't want to have them. I should get out of me. And whatever I like, I should get it. This prayer is also universal because even those people who do not want moksha, there are a lot of people who don't want moksha. This life is so good. Why go to moksha and all? They are also interested in money or house or anything like that. So even for them, this mantra is relevant. And even for a Vedantic student also, it is relevant because he also wants to get jnana, moksha, chitta shuddhi. Therefore, when seeing ishta prapti, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all of them are included. Dharmarthi prapniya dharmam, arthati chartam apniyat, kamana vatniyat kami, prajati chapniyat prajaha. We have seen this mantra in Vishnu Sahasranamata Parashati. Therefore, all four purusharthas are included in this mantra. And when it is said, anishta nivritti, the sick person gets rid of sickness. And mumukshu wants to get rid of either samsara or ajnana. And therefore, everybody, sick people, poor people, mumukshu, all can say this prayer. A beautiful universal prayer. And it has got another use also, which we need not do, which I mentioned in the lecture, namely, abhichara pravatti. It can be used for harming others. But that use one should not do, one need not do, but other two are applicable, people can do it. Namely, anishta nivritti and ishta prapti. Therefore, Gayatri upasthanam pratibandha nivrityartham jnana praptyartham. And finally, the last important mantra is 5.15.1. Even though this is presented as one mantra, it consists of four mantras of Ishavasi Upanishad. Surya, Agni, that Prarthana mantra, this is given in this mantra. And Kiranmayena Patrena, that we read this mantra today, they are very important mantras, very often chanted mantras of the fifth chapter. With this, we also cover the summary, a brief outline of the fifth chapter. Now, let us enter into the sixth chapter, the final chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which consists of five sections or Brahmanas. Chapter 6. And we have seen that the fourth and the fifth chapters together are called Upasana Khanda. And the sixth chapter also deals with various types of Upasanas. And the first Brahmanam, which we will see, is known as Prana Samvada Brahmanam. Prana Samvada Brahmanam. And here we find that the first three sections are almost identical to the first three sections of Chandogya, fifth chapter. That is Chandogya Upanishad, Panchama Adhyaya, and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shashta Adhyaya, they both are identical. Still, we will see the essence. And in this, even though we have seen it in Chandogya. And in this Brahmanam, we get Hiranyagarbha Upasana, seen as Prana, the life principle. So prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana, meditation on Hiranyagarbha in the form of prana. And various glories of prana are also enumerated here. And we are supposed to see these glories during upasana. And the Upanishad enumerates seven glories or gunas of prana. Therefore, the upasana is sapta means seven. Sapta guna vishishta prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. And meditation of Hiranyagarbha is in the form of prana, endowed with seven glories. And that is what is given in the fifth of and in the chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, also first section, fifth chapter, first section. With this background, now let us see the mantra, first mantra, Prana Samvata Brahmanam Mantra 6.1.1. Om Yohavai Jeshtancha Shrestancha Veda Jeshtascha Shrestascha Swanam Bhavati Prano Vai Jeshtasya Jeshtascha Shrestascha Jeshtascha Shrestascha Swanam Bhavati Apicha Yesham Bubhushati Bubhushati Yagevam Vedam. So in this Brahmana, two gunas or two glories of Prana are enumerated. They are Prana Havai Jeshtaha Shrestaha Cha. Jeshtatvam and Shrestatvam. Jeshtaha means the eldest one, first born. Superlative, it's a superlative. So Vriddaha, so Jayan Jeshtaha. Vriddaha, Jayan Jeshtaha. It is opposite of what? And the opposite of is Alpaha, Kaniyan, Kanishtaha. I have mentioned this also earlier. So here Pranaha is Vriddha Tamaha, eldest Vriddha Tamaha, Vriddha Tamaha, Vriddha Taraha, Vriddha Tamaha, eldest, superlative. Among all the organs of the body, Prana is the eldest. And Shankaracharya says, all the organs means all the Jnanendriyas, all the Karmendriyas, Manaha, Buddhi of the individual, they can be formed and developed only if the baby is alive. Even in formation in the womb, only if the body has, the baby has got prana vritti. So then only the function of prana, that then only the fetus can grow in the womb and develop every organ. So if the life is not there, the life principle is not there, prana shakti is not there, other organs cannot grow. And therefore for the life, prana must be available. And of all the organs, prana is the first born. Jeshtatva guna visishtaha prana. The first guna or glory of prana is this jeshtatva. And not only that, the Upanishad says, prana happens to be shreshtaha also, greatest by virtue. Not only that, prana is the eldest, but also is the greatest one. And Shankaracharya says, eldest one need not be the greatest. Many families also we see. By birth, one may be the eldest, but by virtue, the younger may be better by intelligence and all that. Therefore, there is no rule that eldest should be the greatest. But what we find is that in the case of prana, it is greatest and eldest also. Shreshtaha. Shreshtaha is the superlative form of prashasyaha. Shreyan, shreshtaha. Prashasyaha, shreyan, shreshtaha. And the next question is, why we say prana is shreshtaha, the greatest? Again, Shankaracharya says, it is clear from the story which follows in this section. We are going to see that story. And through this story, the glory and the greatness of prana is revealed. And the story we had seen actually in Chandogya itself. We will see the essence here. The story is repeated again. So through the story, what is revealed is what? So if prana can function without sense organs, whereas sense organs cannot function without prana. So prana is the greatest. It's the essence. So pranaha vai jeshtaha shrestaha. And what is the palam of this upasana if a person does this upasana? The upasana is jeshtatva shrestatva guna visishtam prana rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Then the upasaka will become the eldest and the greatest in terms of virtues. He will become a leader. So swanam madhye. So swajanana madhye. Swanam iti swajanana madhye. Among the family members. Not only that, in other groups, in society also, wherever he wants to become great. Therefore the Upanishad says he will be great. Yeshancha madhye. In any other group also. In profession, in everywhere. Whom? Yaha evam veda. Upaste. I mean, you have to add this thing. So upasanam karoti. One who does this upasana of prana in this form, in this way, jeshtaha shrestaha, he will also become like that. Mantra 6.1.2. Yoha vai vasishtam vedam vasishtaha swanam bhavati
वाग्भै वसिष्ठां वसिष्ठः स्वानां भवति अपि च येषां बुभूषति ययेवं वेद.
So in the following five mantras, the Upanishad talks about the glories of five organs. What are the five organs? Two jnanendriyas, two karmendriyas, and mind. And each organ has got one glory. And whoever meditates upon the organs, one will get the benefit of that upasana. And the first Upanishad talks about the glory of the organs. And later we will see a story. And at the end of the story, all the sense organs will surrender to prana. And they say that no doubt we have got all the glories, but these glories are because of your grace and blessings only, the eternal prana. Therefore, all organs surrender to the prana. And the later section, we will see all glories belong to prana only. The same story we saw there also. Inchandrangya. Here, the glory of each sense organ is first seen, and the end of the story, all glories are given back to prana. So with that background, now we will see the mantra. Here, the vag indriyam is taken as the organ of speech. Vag, vag vai vasishtha. So that is vasishtatvam, vasishtatva guna visishtha vag indriyam. Vasishtha means prominent one, almost sreshtaha, it's almost like sreshtaha only. So Shankaracharya actually, he derives two meanings for the word vasishta. Vasati, vasayati, iti vasishta, is vasuhu. So vasuhu, vasatim, vasayati, one who lives well and one who makes other people live well. So a person who lives well himself and also makes other people live well. Shankaracharya says he is the wealthiest person. He lives well and he gives money to all family members. And other family who are also poor also. So swayam samyak vasati anyanapim samyak vasayati. So therefore Shankaracharya says, one who has got vak indriyam, he good knowledge, speech will become a wealthy person. He will become a wealthy person with the vak. And because of his wealth, he is able to live well and make other people also live well. Therefore vasishtaha. So vak indriyate vasishtatva. Therefore, Vagindriyam evam Vasishtatva Gunavan. So, Lakshmir Vasati Jihvagre. We have already seen this also earlier. Lakshmir Vasati Jihvagre. Jihvagre Mitra Bandavaha. Lakshmi Devi also is in the Vagindriyam. We say Saraswati only is in the tongue, in the Vagindriyam. But here we say Lakshmi is in the Vagindriyam because through good speech, good expression, a person can become wealthy. And the second meaning Shankaracharya gives is vasayati sarvan achadayati iti vasishtaha. One who overshadows everyone. This is a figurative sense. But literally vasayati means, so vastrena achadayati, covering everyone with vastram. And Shankaracharya says, figuratively, this person is such a nice vagmi. His speech is so eloquent that by his argument, by his knowledge, he wins over everyone. And therefore, other people get covered, as if covered with the vastram. Other people get covered under the cloud of his eloquence. Once he speaks, everyone remembers his speech. And speech among many speakers, everyone will remember only his speech and not that of other people. Therefore, anya achadanam is due to vak indriyam, covering of all of this. And therefore, vasishtaha also. Therefore, the upasana is vasishtatva guna visishtam vak indriya rupenam hiranyagarbha upasana. But after the story, vasishtatva guna will be surrendered to prana. That is going to be the case with every indriya. So the indriyas will say, prana, you are the greatest. Whatever glory I have is also yours only, and they will surrender it back to prana. We'll see at that time. And what is the palam for this upasana? Very simple. Vasishtaha bhavati. That upasaka will become prominent in the society, become the wealthiest person in society. And not only that, he becomes most eloquent speaker also, overshadowing all of this. And that is what is said here. Vasishtaha swanam bhavati. He will become vasittaha. It is also superlative here. Vasayati achadayati iti vasuhu. And vasuhu again, vasiyan, vasiyan and vasittaha.
Actually, in Taittiri Upanishad, in the Insikshavalli, we have seen this. Yesho janesa niswaha a shreyan vasya sosa niswaha a tantva bhaga pravisha niswaha a sama bhaga pravisha swaha a tasmin sahasra shake vipagaham tayimrije swaha a shreyan vasya saha. So, asani swaha. Shreyan vasya sosa niswaha vasya saha asani swaha. So Acharya in his Bhashyam, he writes, he says here, so Vasya Saha means Vasiya Saha. So Vasutaraha, and their comparative degree is Vasya Saha. So here Vasishtaha is superlative degree here. So he becomes Vasishta among whom? Swanam, among the family members. Or Yesham Madhye Babushati. Babushati means in any other group also, wherever he wants, he becomes prominent. Wherever he desires to be, he can become such one. Mantra 6.1.3. Yoha vai pratishtam vedam pratitishtato samem pratitishtati durgem pratitishtati samem pratitishtati durgem chakshur vai pratishtam chakshushahi samecham durge cha pratitishtati pratitishtati samem pratitishtati durgem yayevam vedam. And of the five sense organs we have seen, one sense organ is Vagindriyam. It's a Karmendriyam. Now we are going to see a Jnanendriyam, Chakshuhu, eye. And the glory of the eye is what? Chakshurvai Pratishtha. So Pratishthatva Guna Visishta Chakshurindriyam. So Pratishtha means support, balance. Why it is called so? The Upanishad says, because of eyes alone, we are able to see the path clearly. When the path is samam, level path, or durge means durga marge, full of ups and downs, where one can easily fall, you know, lose balance and fall. So eyes are called pratishta. So pratitishtati anaya, pratitishtati anaya iti pratishta. So now those who don't have the eyes, they, the stick, the walking stick they have, that becomes the pratishta. So the upasana is Pratishtatvam Guna Visishtam Chakshurindriya Rupenam Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Later this Chakshurindriyam will become, will again surrender its glory to Prana. And the Palam is what? Palam is Pratitishtati. So Upasaka will keep his balance in life, in travel itself. So the path of life has also ups and downs. Health problem, family problem, all kinds of problems. So when all are violently reacting, this person will keep his balance. And the same, you know, they said sameva durgeva saha pratitishtati, sameva durgeva, he becomes closer to a jnani because of upasana phalam. So samadukha sukha swastaha, so samaloshtashma kanchanaha, Krishna said, he will be even, he will be non-reacting, he won't get upset. So whenever the setup gets, Swamiji nicely uses a pun, whenever the setup gets reversed, that becomes upset. Setup becomes upset. Therefore, when the setup gets reversed, he does not get upset among all people. So when the upasaka, when he faces with problem, he remains equanimous. Mantra 6.1.4. Yoha vai sampadam vedam samhasmai padyate. Yam kamam kama yate, shrotram vai sampate, shrotrai hi ime, sarve veda abhisampannaham, samhasmai padyate, yam kamam kama yate, yagevam veda. So the third is shrotrendriyam, or the ears. And what is the glory of the ear? Shrotram vai sampate, sampatva guna visishta shrotrendriyam. Sampat means wealth or prosperity again. And Shankaracharya says, Shrotrendriyam is Sampad because through Shrotrendriyam alone, we get the wealth of Vedas, not the wealth of money and other wealth. Vedas are really greatest wealth. Why? It can be interpreted actually in several ways. Firstly, the very Vedic chanting itself gives a lot of benefit, which is in the form of wealth. Not only that, by following the Vedic teachings, one can get all the four Purusharthas. Both Preyo Marga, Preyas wealth, and Shreyas wealth, both one can get. So Dharmartha Kama or Preyo Rupama Sampatim, and Moksha is Shreya Rupa Sampat. Therefore, Purusharthas are because of Vedic sadhanas, which is because of Vedic study. And Vedic study is because of Shrotrendriya. Because those days nobody read Veda, they only heard Shruti. So, and therefore Shrotram is ultimate cause of all prosperity. Therefore, Sampatva Guna Visishta Shrotrendriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana a person can do. And the palam is what? Sarve Vedaha Abhisampannaha. He will receive all the Vedic teachings. He will become a Vedic scholar first and will become Vedic follower and get all the four Purusharthas also. Everything will come to him. Therefore, it is said, Yam Kamam Kamayate Kena Abhisampadyate. Actually, there's an interesting expression here. Samha Asmai Padyate. We have to actually join Sam and Padyate, Sampadyate. So this is all Vedic freedom. One word itself is split into two. Yam Kamam Kamayate. He can fulfill all his desires. So this is Chaturvidham. Purushartha Siddhihi Dharma Artha Kama Moksha is the phala. It's not directly, but paramparaya. We have to understand that. So we have the third guna of the third organ. Mantra 6.1.5. Yohava Ayatanam Vedam Ayatanam Swanam Bhavati Ayatanam Jananam Manova Ayatanam Ayatanam Swanam Bhavati Ayatanam Jananam Yayevam Vedam. So the fourth organ takes up now, that is taken here is manaha, the mind. And the glory of the mind is what? Manova ayatanam. Ayatanatvam guna visishtaha manaha. The abode, ayatana means the abode, or resting place, support, or resort. And why mind is called abode? Shankaracharya says, mind is the abode or support of all sense organs and sense objects. Because every sense organ can function only if it is backed by the mind. If sense organs stay away from mind, the sense organ cannot function. You are sitting, for example, in the class. Your ears are open. You can hear also. But sometimes you don't hear. Because Shrotrendriyam is not functioning from the field of mind. And the mind is somewhere else. Or the mind is bothering about the eyes, seeing something else perhaps. As you are hearing, something moves around and your mind is taken by the eye. So all the sense organs must be rooted in the field, in the background of the mind. Therefore, manaha ayatanam. Similarly, we say that the mind is the ayatanam of sense objects also. So this we have seen before. What is the idea? We do not directly see the world at all. Nor do we directly experience the world also. We experience that part of the world that is caught in the framework of the mind. In Upadesa Sahasra, it's a beautiful grantha. Shankaracharya, he dedicates one full chapter for this purpose. So this is called, so very beautiful, Buddhyaruda Prakarana is the name of that chapter. There is, whenever sense organs are open, they absorb certain forms, certain colors, certain sounds. And having absorbed them, those portions, they give it to the framework of mind. And they get filmed and etched in the mind. And that part of it alone, we notice. The eye chooses to grasp only certain things. And that gets formed in the film of mind. I am only aware of that part. Sometimes even though only a rope is present, went through the sense organ, it falsely absorbed it. In my mind, snake thought occurred. And what do I experience? It is not the world of rope, but I experience the world of snake alone. Therefore, no doubt there is an external public world, but I experience only a private world. If you look at it from this angle, it will be very intriguing, which is formed in my mind. And this is exactly like swapna, the dream, where I experience what is in my mind. In Jagradavastha also, I do not experience Ishvara Shritti, but I experience whatever is formed in my mind and whatever coloration I see. I don't experience Ishvara Shritti completely at all. So also music. Some people say it is good. Others say the same music is bad. Some others may say that they enjoy nice music. What do you mean by nice music? Ishvara Shrishti has given music.
Nice music is what the framework of my mind gives. Therefore, what is ashraya and our ayatanam of the world that we experience? It is our own mind alone. So whatever I can keep in my mind only, I can experience. Therefore, manaham pancha indriyanam pancha vishayanam cha ayatanam bhavati. Manasi stitva eva sarve anubhavaha anubhuyante buddhyante. Therefore, mind is ayatana. And what is upasana? So ayatanatvam guna visishtam mano rupenam hiranyagarbha upasana. And what is the param of that upasana? Swanam ayatanam bhavati. The upasaka will become the support, the abode, and the resort of all the family members. He houses everyone, accommodates everyone, either in his own house or by providing house for other members who do not have house. Or yesham cha madhye, not only he becomes support of his family, he becomes support of others also in any other group or an institution or a community. Perhaps we need not take it purely in the material sense alone, but we can also extend it to the subtler sense or moral support also. Person can be a great moral support. Of course, Shankaracharya does not say that, but we can take it in that sense also, Swamiji says. So he is like a counselor or an advisor. That kind of support he becomes. Mantra 6.1.6. Yo havai prajatim vedam prajayateha prajayam pashubihim. Reto vai prajatihi prajayateha prajayam pashubirya evam vedam. Now the fifth organ is taken as we have already seen two jnanendriyams, shrotram and chakshuhu, one karmendriyam, that is vak and manaha. Now we now take up another karmendriyam called upasthendriyam, the organ of creation or reproduction. And what is the glory of that organ? That part? It is said, reto vai prajatihi. Retaha. Retaha means literally the Purusha Bijam or seed, which becomes the baby. But in this context, it is taken as Upastha Indriyam itself, the organ. It is glory. But its glory is Prajatihi. Progeny or creation is its glory. Glory. So Prajatitva Guna Visishtam Upasthendriyam. And because of that organ alone, we get children. So we have seen in Taittiriya Upanishad also, in Bhrigavalli, in this regard, Prajatiramritam Anandayityupasthem Sarvamitya kashe tat pratishtetyupasitam pratishtavan bhavati. So prajatihi amritam anandaha iti upaste. Because of that alone, one discovers immortality because he names one's grandchildren after him. Therefore, in the form of children, he survives. Therefore, prajatitvam guna visishtam upasana. And the palam is what? So prajaya pashubihi prajayate. So sampannaha bhavati, he will be a rich person with children. He will have the wealth of children. Prajaya. And pashu, animals like cows and all that. So five organs and five gunas we have seen. This is the upasana. So prajatitvam guna visishtam hiranyagarbha upasana. And later these five gunas will also join with prana. First we said jeshtam and sreshtam, two gunas. So 2 + 5, now we saw 5, now totally 7 gunas. So 2 gunas are pranas, 1 gunas also. So 5 belong to indriyas, but they all become, because of the blessings of prana only, they are glorious. And here afterwards we will get a story actually, where there is a debate as to who is superior. And we will find that prana is the greatest. And all the five organs will say, we don't want any of these gunas or glories. And they will surrender all their glories, all their gunas to prana. And we will give it to yourself, they will say, because without prana, none of them can survive. We have seen that story, similar story in Chandogya, and we are going to see that story here also. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायण।